how many years on the force?
Well, total, I've been for 10 years, but in Rock Hill, I was there for about 5 years.
So this probably was not your first dodgy situation that you've been in, then?
No, unfortunately, no.
Do domestic abuse situations typically kind of raise your level of just being leery? I mean, is that whatever, where you typically encounter people who are in a volatile state of mind and might do irrational things?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just you're going into a situation where, you know, emotions are high and, you know, you got to try to decipher everything pretty quick, you know, because usually when you get there, you know, have to separate people and then, you know, try to separate them and get each side of their story to find out what's going on. And, you know, it's unfortunately, you know, one of the most dangerous calls we go on.
So you knew that going into it, that, or did you get any information on it before, or did you just know that it was domestic?
We got a little bit of information on it, that, you know, a female was assaulted, and so, I mean, we already knew, you know, going in that, you know, it wasn't the typical domestic violence, although, you know, if there really is a typical.
So tell me what you thought whenever you got shot.
I thought I was gonna die. Just because.
Did you know where you'd been
shot? No, I didn't know where I was shot. I was laying on the ground and I was laying on my right side, and out of my right eye, out of the corner of my right eye, I saw just a puddle of blood just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I thought any second I'm gonna, you know, run out of blood and, you know, the lights are gonna go out. And I didn't know that when I fell, I cut my head on some bricks that were sticking out from a windowsill, and I had a gash across my head that was about 7 or 8 inches long, and that's where I was bleeding from, but I didn't know that even happened. So that's where the blood was coming from.
You were shot twice?
Yeah, I was grazed on the left side of my head right here, and then I was shot in the shoulder right here, and the bullet ricocheted off my clavicle and went straight into my spine.
Where at?
I'm paralyzed from the chest down, like right here down.
So did you know at that time that you had no sensation? Did you know that you couldn't move?
Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't move my legs. I could still move my arms, but I was still paying attention to the gunman at the time. I wasn't, you know, worried about, you know, till afterwards. I just thought it was kind of weird. I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. What's the rehabilitation been like since you were shot?
Well, I'm done with therapy now, but for, I don't know, about a year after the incident, I went to therapy. I had to learn how to basically get around with my arms, how to, you know, move myself, get in and out of bed. You know, it's more than just wheeling around in a wheelchair, you know. I don't know, it's pretty hard. I mean, when you're in therapy, you know, you lift weights and work out for like 3 hours a day. I did that for about 3 months, and then I got to go home, and I still attended outpatient therapy twice a week, or 2 or 3 times a week. But I still try to keep my strength up. Even though I'm out of therapy, I still go and lift weights and, you know.
You're still with the PD?
No.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I had to retire.
Now, did compensation and benefits, will they keep you taken care of since you were injured and forced to unemployment on the job?
Right now, I'm still under workers' comp, so I haven't gone to court yet on that, so I don't know how that's going to go. And I get my retirement already, and workers' comp is still paying my salary as of right now.
Do you have a family?
Yes. Yeah.
Children?
Yeah, I have 3 boys, a stepson, and 2 boys of my own.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a handful.
Yeah.
How has it been with their support?
Oh, they're awesome. They jump in and they know how to do everything. They know how to help me if I ever need anything, and nobody else, no other adults are there to help me. I mean, they know how to do everything, and, you know, they're more than happy to help. They fight over who gets to help me, so.
I want to talk to your partner, too, okay. But what kind of, feelings do you have knowing that he sort of had to try to take care of you and take care of himself? I mean, is that kind of a special bond that you guys have now at this point?
Well, we've always been, like, really close. We used to go fishing outside of work and hang out and stuff outside of work. But Jordan definitely saved my life. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, he was always special to me, but I guess a little more special now, I guess you could say. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. I love him to death.
You said you had a special bond before that?
So yes.
You didn't have to think twice about...
Oh, no, no. No, he's like the, the baby brother that I don't have or something, you know. And like you said, we fished together and hung out together, and there's no second thoughts.
How many years do you have under your belt?
I have 16 in Rock Hill, and I have 25 in the city.
25 in the city?
Yes.
Always been out on the general beat?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
You enjoy your job?
Oh, I love it.
Still?
I love it. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You got shot also?
I'm sorry?
Did you get shot?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Okay. You just attended to him while the Brentwood police came in and detained the suspect, right?
Well, I was wrestling around with the guy that shot him, and then I started, when they got the Brentwood guys, I started trying to take care of him. Because he kept saying, you know, he was shot, and don't let me die. You know, I got 2 little boys, 3 little boys. And I started tending to him then.
I know you guys always say, well, we have to revert back to our training, and this is what we've been prepared for. But tell me, how does that really work whenever it comes down to the wire? What were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking anything. It just kicked in. You know, it's just, I've been doing this now for 40, 41 years. And I've had other incidents, but nothing like this. And it just kicked in, you know, and it was just a split-second thing.
So. Going forward after this incident, did you approach each incident with a different perspective?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What was that like? I mean...
Well, you know, we sat out there before, Matt and I, and Rock Hill's pretty slow, and we sat out there, and he would, him being younger than me, I can put up with the slowness. And he would kind of say, you know, boy, it's really dead tonight. You know, there's nothing going on. And in fact, about an hour before this happened, he just said that to me. I said, well, you never know. You know, something could break. And then this happened. So now I don't play any call cheap. And everything is, you know, it can happen. And they said, well, it's never going to happen in Rock Hill. But it did.
I don't think I have any other questions. I guess you're obviously still with the police department.
Yes, I am.
Didn't make you second guess your career choice?
Oh, no. I still love it. You know.
Okay.
I'm a little cautious now, but I still love it.